Jake Kokorowski, talking some Badgers football, about hoops as well. Jake, how you doing, man?
Doing well, man. I already got the cooking for Thanksgiving rolling, I'll tell you that.
There you go. So you got a big weekend coming up, obviously, with the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. It hasn't been the season that the Badgers have wanted. They're still efforting towards a rather prestigious bowl if they can get themselves into the Pinstripe Bowl, which does draw some national attention. But how big a game is this, not only for the Badgers, but it's probably a bigger game for the seniors who have never lost the axe, right?
Right. And you know, you talk to a guy like Alec Ingold, like I did earlier today. I mean, this game means something, and it's been passed down just senior class to senior class. You mean all the players, whether they're true freshmen, first-year players, a fifth-year senior, they know the importance of the game, and it's discussed. And even after practice today, the axe was on display, and players were touching it on the way back to the locker room from the McLean Center. So it's a big game for them. They know the tradition of this. Wisconsin leads the all-time series by one game. It's like 60-59-8 with those eight ties. And they went over the 500 mark last year with that 31-0 victory at TCF Stadium. So, I mean, it really there is definitely you have the bowl possibilities of possibly a Pinstripe Bowl. Who knows if they can get down to Florida for the Outback, depending upon how the rest of the Big Ten lays out. But it's a big game for the seniors. This is like the last home game for them to really go out, go on a winning mark. And we have the axe and the rivalry week. It just takes it up a notch. So they'll be ready on Saturday from what I can tell.
So I guess when it comes to the quarterbacking situation, there's the question of redshirting Jack Cohn and whether or not to play him or to play him. And, you know, I know Paul Chris probably is going to vote for the sense of, you know, hey, it's about the team. It's about winning. It's not about one individual player, correct?
Yeah, and, we had a kind of a point-counterpoint discussion on Bucky's fifth quarter on Sunday, just having two different columns about that. And I'm in the kind of just in the base of – I think he's going to, if Alex Hornibrook cannot go, and he still is questionable, and talking to Joe Rudolph today, and he had mentioned that he was able to do a little bit. He didn't really explain further what that little bit was. He looks like he's doing some work right now, but how much and how many the reps possibly is to be determined or to be known. It's unknown right now. But, you know, if Cohn is needed to step up, I think they'll burn that red shirt. He saw in the Purdue game, he started getting a little bit more comfortable. He gives the team the best advantage to win offensively at the quarterbacking position if Hornibrook cannot go. We've only seen Danny Vandenboom in two games for mop-up situations this season against New Mexico and Illinois. So, if it comes to it, if Alex cannot go, you'd have to expect Cohn to go in and lead the offense. And, that does burn a red shirt. But, like you mentioned, though, they're trying to get a better record for position in bowl game, but also just trying to put out the seniors and put the team first and get that win and obviously try to win Paul Bunyan's axe, retain it for the 15th straight season.
I every now and then you'll hear somebody say, well, this hasn't been the season everybody expected. What does this do to Paul Chris and his reputation? I got to think that it does zero to it. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Paul Chris is as solid at Wisconsin as probably any coach, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you have some people on social media, some fans saying things that, I monitor our social media boards for Twitter and Facebook, and you have those people that, I don't think it's the majority of the fan base, but some of them are saying question things, and this season has not lived up to those national title or national college football playoff aspirations that many outside the program had lofty goals for. But really, it's you're gonna have some of these years sometimes where injuries have hit, especially in the defense. Alex Hornibrook, we've mentioned with the head injury, the concussion, what looks like two of them, in within a month. There's certain things have happened where, just a few games have not gone their way. And we knew at the beginning of the year, this schedule was a lot tougher compared to maybe last year. You had five conference road games at Michigan, at Penn State were the big ones, but they're you had Northwestern, you know, Purdue and Iowa, and they went 2-3 in those. And maybe with Northwestern, many people thought that they'd be able to overcome the Wildcats in Evanston, but we all know that really that's a rough place to play in. So Wisconsin's kind of been an abyss of success at Ryan Field over recent history outside of 2016. So Paul's going to be fine. There's no reason to think that he would ever, have a hot seat or anything. It's just one of those things where you're battling through injuries and some change over at defense, where it wasn't a top five unit that it was last year with so many seniors and contributors departing. And, you see a lot of young talent. I think there's a lot of positives from this season that really, really can be gleaned from this, where a lot of true freshmen are getting their feet wet, especially on defense. I'm still really high on Rashad Wildgoose. Bryce Williams is stepping up as a starter at nose tackle now that Olivier Salmapalu is out for the year. He'll have to do that next year. And others are really taking steps forward in that defense. So it wasn't the expectation that you want, that many people thought it would happen. But, a winning record, Wisconsin fans, I don't think, realized back in the late 80s how bad that program was underneath Don Morton, to see where it's been now in the past 25 to 28 years underneath Barry Alvarez, Brett Bielema, Gary Anderson, and Paul Crist. And especially with Crist now taking them to the edge of the college football playoff last year, being a drive away essentially from clinching the berth in that Big Ten championship game, there's no reason to fret over Paul. And Paul's a great coach, and you can tell, and the players love him, and he's got the program heading in the right direction.
Hey, real quick before we switch to basketball for a couple of minutes, Jonathan Taylor gets 321 yards against Purdue. Just an incredible performance, and he continues to do this and rack up these big games. So in the grandest of schemes, first of all, what realistically should we expect come awards time? And secondly, where would you rank him as far as the running backs that have passed through Wisconsin?
I think with awards, Bilk Walker for sure. And I know they use his name, I believe, earned that semifinalist finalist award there. I really feel like he has an ability to. I think he's going to be up there when all said and done. I think maybe some of the pass catching he still needs to work on. Granted, he took one pass from Cone against Rutgers for 30 yards. He has that ability. You see the potential, but just consistently being a threat out of the backfield would help him more, I think, in solidifying his status as a great Wisconsin running back. I think he's up there top five right now, hands down. You got Dane, Melvin Gordon. I think you're looking, James White. I think James White was highly underrated, underappreciated with what he could do both running and passing the ball. And you're seeing what he's doing with the New England Patriots with Tom Brady. But I think he's going to be all said and done a top two, top three type running back, alongside Ron Dane, Melvin Gordon, and you just see as a sophomore, what's most impressive is just there's a maturity there. He's hitting the holes and following the blocks, and he explodes through them. And then people are bouncing off of him. And Phil Rudolph kind of mentioned it today during player availability. He's got an ability where he plays as he runs through the fast, so it's not just he runs into somebody. And then he gets deflected off, or he decelerates, really. He runs through. He's still fast on contact, and that's how he gets so many yards after contact on that end. But, Bilk Walker, finalist already. I think he deserves a spot in New York for the Heisman. I don't know where he'll place, and obviously the team's record is right now 7-4. So a lot of this is skewed towards being quarterback-centric in those type of races, but I think Bilk Walker for sure, and I think he should find a place in New York as a Heisman finalist.
Real quick, before I let you go, give me your thoughts on what you've seen thus far at a Greg Guards group, because they've looked they look pretty strong.
Yeah, they're looking strong. I think Ethan Happ going through those tryouts and learning there, and also the culture of the team where they've bonded over the offseason a lot. I think the team's stronger, both on and off the court. You like what you see out of Demetric Trice. Besides Happ is looking phenomenal, a couple double-doubles, a triple-double on top of that in the first three games. And then Demetric Trice is shooting just lights out as a compliment to him. Brennan Pritzwell said the Xavier game shot well. And I like what you're seeing, too, where you have Happ and Trice. Then you see Pritzel here and there. You have a little bit of Brad Davison. Like, Davison went off for 19 points against the Musketeers a couple weeks ago. And then even guys like Nate Reavers stepping up with a lean forward out and him providing some quality minutes and that 20 to 30 pounds of extra frame on him from this freshman season has really helped him as well defensively. So I think this team has a really good shot to go far in this Battle for Atlantis tournament that starts tomorrow. They kick off with Stanford and then either Florida or Oklahoma from there. And I mean, I think they have a chance to move up in that bracket pretty well and play potentially, I think, for the championship against, you know, I know Virginia's on the other side of that number 14 in the country, but, you know, it's a really good blend of teams and programs in this tournament. And we'll see what the Badgers can do, you know, with three straight games.
Great stuff, Jake. We certainly appreciate it, and we will talk again soon, okay?
Sounds great. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
You too, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Jake Kokorowski, Bucky's fifth quarter, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, we treat you fair. That's what they've been saying for years and years and years. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.